Hey, Ralphie Radio Show. So last night, a track debuted from DJ Khaled of Kanye West. Kanye saying some very interesting things in this song, including that when Kim Kardashian started dating Chris Humphries, Kanye was actually in love with Kim. And then he joked about having his big brother, Jay-Z, kick Chris off the New Jersey Nets. Of course, Jay-Z owns a part of the New Jersey Nets. Now, more reports surfacing that Kim and Kanye are actually dating. I know, this story is, for lack of a better term, pretty cray. In Touch Weekly, senior editor Kim Serafin joins me now on the Ralphie Radio Show. Kim, what are you hearing about this new union between Kim Kardashian and Kanye West?
Yeah, interesting new couple alert. And you did, you referenced the song, Kanye's new song, Sarah Blue. Yes, they might be a couple. Apparently, according to sources, it's just in the very early stages of a romantic relationship, but they have been spotted all over New York City in just the past couple of days. They had lunch today in New York. So now they've been spotted about town. And, you know, they did have a friendship before this. He had been on her reality show. He'd made a couple of appearances. So they have been friends for a long time, for many years. And now they're apparently trying to take it to the next level.
Not the first time that they were rumored to be dating as well, although apparently now they actually are. The line about Jay-Z kicking Chris Humphries off the Nets, though, I died when I heard. I mean, Chris Humphries, he's getting it from every which direction ever since really the marriage and then especially the divorce. Unbelievable. In Touch Weekly, senior editor Kim Serafin here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Hey, let's switch up gears and talk about Ashton Kutcher, because recently now he's kind of in a feud with two people that are certainly no strangers to feuds because they're both very outspoken, Blake Shelton and his wife Miranda Lambert. What's going on here?
Yeah, interesting. Ashton Kutcher, people might have seen it. He made an appearance at the ACM at the Country Music Awards on Sunday night, and he appeared, he had a big old cowboy hat on, and some people thought that maybe he wasn't actually paying homage to country music, that perhaps he was making fun of country music. Miranda Lambert tweeted, "Was Ashton Kutcher making fun of country, or is it just me?" Her husband, Blake Shelton, he had said he was too busy to give a blank what Ashton Kutcher does. Another music star, Justin Moore, called him another name. He said, "I don't care for people making a mockery of the way country artists dress."
Oh,
now, Ashton
my.
Kutcher did respond. He said, "I am one of the biggest country music fans you've ever met. Wasn't making fun at all."
I think Miranda Lambert is just looking for people to pick feuds with at this point. It is unbelievable. And you know, Kim, and you've seen it, all genres of music and all great artists get parodied, and the really great artists understand that it's actually a compliment and they acknowledge it as so. So whatever, that's
yeah,
what I say
exactly.
to that.
But you know, hey, that's Twitter, you know, gives you the outlet to say whatever you want. And look, I think that a lot of people love Miranda Lambert for that reason, because she does speak her mind and she's not afraid to say whatever she wants to say.
Oh no, I agree with you 110%. Well, hey, check out those stories, many more, in Touch Weekly. Senior editor Kim Serafin, as always, thank you for the 411.
Thanks so much, Ralphie.